Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, though at the moment, Skype will not be of use to you if you want to talk to our first guest, because she's on Skype, and she is Amanda Billy Rock. Amanda, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
And you are calling from Manchester tonight, is that right?
Sure am.
You're one of the newer movers as part of the Free State Project, like as in the last year. You moved up right after Porkfest, if I recall correctly.
Shortly thereafter, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a wild ride for you so far, at least based on my observations of some of the Facebook posts and some of the videos that you've made. I mean, excluding the fact that you were arrested and charged with ridiculous nonsense, which, by the way, there's really great news about your arrest. The two worst charges that they've hit you with of the five charges have been dropped, including the felony drug possession charge. So I just wanted to get that news out there. So hooray for that. Congratulations on that happening.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Amanda, you're slightly famous, right? Like you're a YouTube star or something like that, and you've got a channel, and that's sort of what the relevance here is you've got quite a following.
Thank you. I hope so.
Tell people about your channel.
Sure. I can be found just Amanda Billy Rock. The cool thing about having a weird online name is that you don't have to compete with anyone else for search results. Right. So wherever you go, I'll come up first. So my channel has evolved considerably. I started about 2 years ago, just trying to get Ron Paul elected, really. And since then, I've evolved through explanatory videos of Austrian economics to videos revealing what's going on here in the Free State.
Which I've really appreciated because, as I told you personally when you'd visited Keene, thank you for covering some of the stuff that's going on in the other areas of New Hampshire. There's a real dearth of any amount of coverage as to the things that are happening there. So you've, like I said, it's been a wild ride. You've been out cop blocking. You've been out at political events like the Bearcat situation in Concord where they're trying to get this police tank approved, and you reported on that. I mean, you've just been all over the map. And now I know you've been talking about gearing up to do some jury nullification outreach there in Manchester.
Yeah, I would sure like to. And it really hit home with me when I realized that I was faced with the prospect of, you know, having a jury decide my fate. And those people who have done the outreach, who have notified people that, hey, you don't have to convict or acquit on an unjust law. You can say, hey, this is an unjust law and it shouldn't be on the books. I definitely want to take part of that.
And there was actually a hearing yesterday afternoon in Concord. One of the committees was hearing a bill to require the judges to give the jury nullification instruction. The current law says that at the request of the defense that the judge can give the instruction, or that he may give the instruction. This bill would require that the judge read a sentence explaining to the jury that if you find the law to be unjust, even if the prosecution proves beyond a reasonable doubt, you may acquit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a step in the right direction. I can't really hope for too much of any good to come from state court systems because the prosecutors are working for the judges. They're all on the same payroll. So, I mean, for the time being, is it a good step? Maybe. But I just look forward to the private polycentric legal system of the free society.
So the reason why I wanted to have you on the show tonight was you made a post to your Facebook page, which seems to have quite a few followers because you get constant comments on whatever it is that you post. You made a post about how you were sorry about regards to your feelings or in the way that you talked about minarchists in the past. And I don't have the quote in front of me. I guess I'm not prepared for that. But I just kind of thought it was an interesting post, considering I feel like I went through some similar motions when I moved up here to New Hampshire. I was burned out on the political system, having done plenty of political action down in Florida, and basically felt like I'd spun my wheels and really just gotten nowhere. And I came up here, and I was really burned out and really frustrated with it and basically giving up on it. And I was convinced, but it took me a while, that there was this gentleman, early mover for the Free State Project named Dennis, who was calling in regularly to Free Talk Live to kind of update us on some of the political successes going on here in New Hampshire, thanks largely in part to Free State Project participants and, of course, the great New Hampshire liberty lovers that are, you know, have been born here or lived here a long time. And eventually he convinced me that political action is possible here in New Hampshire. It's still slow. It's still arduous. It's expensive and frustrating. But actually you can make an impact. And I'm wondering, was it the marijuana legalization bill that came up this week that was voted positively by the state legislature, where they set they made history for being the first state legislature ever to, or the first, I think, legislative body ever, period, to vote in favor of marijuana legalization? And also, and or also the license plate scanners bill that went down in flames, a vote of 250-97, meaning that New Hampshire is the only state of all 50 states that does not have these license plate scanners. Were those a factor in your change of heart? Tell me more about what inspired that post on your Facebook page.
You know, Ian, I think that those really could have been the catalysts for something that's been brewing in my mind for some time, which is just that, for my own selfish reasons, I want to trigger the move for the free state. I want to see liberty in my lifetime, and I want people to pour into this area, and I want neighbors who, you know, we can provide mutual defense for one another, be that from public or private criminals. I want that to happen yesterday. And so, you know, if it takes, it was also a Facebook post from Carla Garrick. She had said in a comment section somewhere
that's the president of the Free State Project, for listeners that don't know. Go ahead.
Yes, the president of the Free State Project made a post where she said New Hampshire is the place where minarchists and anarchists work together to shrink the size of government. And I really look up to Carla, and her leadership means a lot to me. So I thought, you know what? There is no reason for me to act, you know, exclusionary in any way, because we need 4,000, approximately 800 more signers. And I want anyone and everyone who's interested in leading a freer life. So, you know, my hands are open, and I'm ready to hold hands with whoever's ready to go.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that, and as somebody else pointed out, I think on your comments section, that minarchists are just a few steps away from becoming full-blown voluntarists, and I think that it's the right thing to do is to embrace them and converse with them and be friends.
Well, I take it one step further. So I'm the show's minarchist and have been for many years, but I don't actually, like, I think that there's no distinction between voluntarists and minarchists, and I'm going because it's just a matter of conversation. It takes a few well-placed questions with somebody who can't see the world without a monopolistic state to turn them into a voluntarist. It doesn't take much at all. There are very few people that are, in fact, a minarchist. And the question you ask is something to the effect of, hey, I know you have this idea for the way you think government should work, and that's cool and everything. But the question is, I don't agree with you, and you think that voluntary actions are great. Do you think I should be able to do what I want on my own land? Can I get together with some other people with, you know, contiguous land, and we can make our own little society, and as long as we don't bother you, are you going to force us to pay for your schools and your roads and all these other things that we don't use and we don't want? And at that point, they almost always say, well, yeah, as long as you're leaving us alone. Because they're always secessionists, too, the minarchist types.
You think so? All right. Has that been your experience?
It's my experience.
A lot of them are, but a lot of them don't think that you should be able to secede from their secession. So they're not true secessionists.
There might be a few of them, a handful of them, but I think that most people just haven't gotten over the hurdle of cops, courts, roads, and paid killers.
So, Amanda, can you stick with us for another segment?
You know, I wish I could, but I'm headed out to some Free State shenanigans this evening.
What is going on? Quickly, can you tell us in like 5 seconds?
Yeah, some friends lost their heat a few days ago, and it's back, so we're having a summer in January.
Sounds like a good time. More coming up.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got shopping options for you. If you there's something you need online, you probably should go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter into the various stores you'll find there. There's Amazon, which is the primary option. There's also Newegg. You click into the right one for you, and there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. When you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, again, shop.freetalklive.com. We just finished talking with Amanda Billyrock, and she is I think she's a killer activist. She's somebody who's excited about freedom. She's effusive. She's got a great positive attitude, and she's, you know, it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt that she looks good while she's doing it as well. And so a lot of people have subscribed to her channel on YouTube, and she's moved to New Hampshire and has been talking a lot about that. She's not the only blogger or vlogger or vlogger who is moving to New Hampshire. In fact, another gentleman just announced very recently on his YouTube channel that he's going to be making the move within the next week, basically. He is the voluntarist rebel, and he's moving up to the Manchester area. So very exciting. Even more people with media acumen, with the interest in creating content, are coming here to New Hampshire. New Hampshire, the clear choice for people who love liberty. If you want to make an advancement in freedom, you've got to get together where you can, as Amanda described earlier, have neighbors who understand what liberty means.
That's really the biggest thing I think the Free State Project offers is
the community.
Yeah, the sense of community, because people who believe in the ideas of liberty often feel very, very isolated.
And they are.
They're very frustrated, and it'll drive them, you know, to the brink of insanity sometimes if they believe strongly enough in the values. And for those people, there's nothing like moving up for the Free State Project, because you can live, work, and play around people who believe like you.
And it's not just movers. I was downtown earlier today getting a business set up with Bitcoin.
That's right.
And
the haircutter's business.
The owner of the business was having a discussion with one of his clients about traveling to places like Costa Rica. She was like, oh, you got to watch out down there. The cops will just shake you down. And he was like, it's not that much different than what they do. And he pointed to City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He said the only difference is here we actually have it written on the books, so it seems more legitimate.
He's got it.
Yes, he does. And now he's taking Bitcoin, which is very exciting. So thanks, Daryl, for going and setting that up. And
like, you know, the thing is about Bitcoin, I remember this has been a year and a half or so ago, I was talking with a reporter about Bitcoin. It's the first time she'd heard about it. This was at the Adamo trials, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And so I don't know how long that's been, but
it's been a little while.
Maybe 2 years.
Not a year and a half.
Okay, something like that. And after she heard about Bitcoin and us talking about it, the question she asked was, what's in it for you guys? You know, like, and I've had other people ask me.
The destruction of the centralized state and banks?
I've had other people ask me, is this a multi-level marketing thing? Because we're so excited about
it. Evangelical about it.
That's right. We're excited about Bitcoins. We're excited about the ideas of liberty. So, Daryl, why did you go and set this guy up on Bitcoins?
To have more places to where people could use Bitcoin so that more people would then wind up using Bitcoin.
What'd you charge him?
Nothing.
See, this is the thing.
He voluntarily gave me a free haircut in exchange for setting him up.
That's great.
So he actually hasn't taken Bitcoin yet, then?
I gave him 1 penny worth of Bitcoin to show him how.
Just to test it. Okay.
To show him how the Coinbase works.
Very cool. And you also added him to the Coin Map at coinmap.org. So these things are very exciting. I mean, I was talking with Wendy, who is another local activist, one of our fellow ministers, the Shire Free Church, and she was recently doing some nude modeling, as a matter of fact, for a former state representative who has his own art studio.
This story is getting better and better.
Yeah, well, and she was talking about one of another Free State Project participant who was also doing some modeling. I wasn't
nude
sure.
Modeling?
I'm not sure if it was nude or not.
Just before you go any further, if this were anywhere other than New Hampshire, this would be a political scandal, right?
Well, he's a former state rep. And and it was just kind of one of those moments where she was telling me about this other young lady who was doing this. She was doing modeling for what is going to be an oil painting that's going to be sold for $40,000, apparently. And I just kind of thought, wow, you know, it's interesting because Yeah, we're doing all this overt activism. Here in Keene, we're known for civil disobedience, non-cooperation, direct action like the Robin Hoodings, where people are getting saved from parking tickets in downtown Keene. We've done lots of court stuff, outreach. There's media, all kinds of things that are very visible. But just the building of relationships that is never talked about, that just goes on behind the scenes. I mean, these ladies are making connections in the art world, and people are making connections in the business world, and they're making connections at their church, and that's the real, I think, another hidden strength of the Free State Project. When you bring the concentration of activists together to the same geographic area, well, they get involved in other things besides activism, and inevitably conversations happen. Like you were saying at the haircutter's place, there was just a conversation going on there.
Yeah, because they were talking about traveling. The one lady is going somewhere in a couple of weeks, and then Nick, the guy that runs the studio, he's going on a trip for his birthday.
Well, I don't know what the numbers actually are, but I've heard that the average person knows 750 people or something like that. That they could identify that those people, okay. They know them to some extent. And so if you're the only libertarian or liberty-minded person in your area, then your circle of influence is fairly limited. But if there are 1,000 liberty-minded people in a given area, in the case of New Hampshire, we have over 1,500 people here now as part of the Free State Project, and over 15,000 are pledged to make the move. Those are all people who have different spheres of influence, and they're interacting with people who are not activists, people who are not liberty-oriented necessarily, some more so than others, but people who don't think about these things on a regular basis. And the things that those individuals, those liberty-oriented people, say inevitably are going to be tinged towards more freedom. When issues come up, they're going to take a freedom-oriented perspective, whether it's at the church or at the workplace or at the bar or wherever it is they happen to be. And there's no way to really quantify it. There's no way to really get a grasp on how meaningful that is. But it sure as hell is meaningful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The amount of people that we can touch now at 1,500 people, and again, that doesn't include all the New Hampshire natives who love freedom, and there's plenty of them. What's it going to be like when we have 10,000 people here? 15,000. 20,000 people who actually love freedom and who are willing to be active for it. I don't know. I'm just so excited by that prospect.
You know, I'm sorry. When you talk about the 20,000 people that might move for the Free State Project, I doubt all 20,000 signers are still alive, frankly.
I think that's true.
But I think that once we reach, you know, I don't know how many of those people are going to move. Let's say 10% of them move.
Well, we're already at that. We're already at 10%.
Almost.
We have 1,500 people here, and we have 15,000.
I meant 10%. You know, 10% of signers, 2,000. Okay, so say 4,000 people move.
Okay.
If 4,000 people move, they're going to have such a dramatic effect on the state. We have had a dramatic effect that people who don't sign up, can't sign up because we've already reached the goal, will continue to move in because we've created that liberty utopia we were talking about, or moving on to utopia or whatever.
All right, so we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. I mentioned a story about civil disobedience in North Korea. There's leaked video that has come out about this. Also, there's the brown nickels that are being proposed. We'll get that story as well. You can take control. Come on.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you like the show, we've got a lot of ways for you to support Free Talk Live. Promote.freetalklive.com will give you a rundown of some easy stuff you can do, like sharing Free Talk Live on Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite social bookmarking / networking sites. So go to promote.freetalklive.com.
So freedomcam.net provides a really awesome product. It's a camera that you mount on the windshield of your car.
I have one.
Yep, it goes both out the front and through the passenger compartment, then sort of out the back. It's got a microphone on it and a GPS device so that it can tell your location and speed. And it's the ultimate witness. You never know what's going to happen on the road. You just don't know. You don't know if you're going to run into a police officer that, his view of the events are different than yours, perhaps. Maybe they're not exactly factual. You'll have the ultimate witness on your side with the Freedom Cam. Also, if you're in an automobile accident, somebody's telling a lie, it'd be really nice to have that information at your disposal should you wish to use it. That's the reason I've got one in both vehicles, and I think it's really awesome. It gives your driving route and speed for all traffic stops and other driving incidents. You can protect yourself with this ultimate witness. Now, the Freedom Cam is it's a premium device. This isn't some kind of cheap piece of crap that's going to break down in a year or something like that. This thing's going to last, and it turns on when you turn on the key. so you don't have to think about it. You mount it, you plug it in to the, you know, some kind of cigarette lighter thing there, and you don't think about it anymore. That's the thing that's really great about
it. Until something happens.
Yeah, right. And then you need it. They take Bitcoins, so check them out at freedomcam.net. I'm excited about this device and cannot recommend it more. Freedomcam.net.
Yep, smart idea. All right, we'll continue here. And speaking of cams, there's footage, undercover, underground footage, leaked video. Don't know who shot it, but somebody shot video that has been published by PBS in an upcoming documentary about North Korea. That is a it's a shocking video because there's this kind of idea that North Koreans are very, very docile people, that they are, you know, they do what they're told, and they worship the dear leader.
Looks like you'll get blown up with a, you know, hand grenade or fed to dogs if you don't.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty hardcore place to live. If not, if you don't get blown up with a hand grenade or fed to dogs, you may be put in a horrifying prison camp, which these things are real. I mean, they're really bad prison camps in North Korea. It is not a nice place to live, that's for sure, at least from everything that we can tell. But I'd always wondered, and I'd wondered aloud on this program, what is the underground like there? There, it must exist in the same way that in this country, the majority of the people in America are going to stand up, they're going to pledge allegiance, they're going to pay their taxes dutifully, they're going to do what they're told. Some of them may grumble about it, but overall, Americans tend to believe it's the best country in the world, and they pretty much go along to get along. But there is an undercurrent of dissatisfaction. There is a group of people, specifically liberty-minded people, in our case, and there are others as well that aren't liberty-minded that want to see change, but there are groups of people who would like to undermine the state. There are groups of people here who would like to undermine the monopoly power known as the United States government or your local state governments as well. And here we can operate openly because we have so-called freedom of speech for the most part. We can say, kind of critique as much as we want to, and it's not hard to put our ideas out there. We have access to the internet. There's ways to do that.
There's also this cultural belief that Asian people are much more sort of, you know,
docile.
They're culturally much more collectivist. And I don't know whether it's true or not. I've heard people say, that, you know, it's so, but I don't. Why is that? I don't necessarily believe that.
So, it's not hard for us to put ideas out there. We've got relative freedom of speech in comparison to a lot of places. In North Korea, you can't get access to the internet unless you're the most highest level person in the North Korean government. I mean, if you're Kim Jong-un, you can probably get online. But the average person in North Korea is going to have a very difficult time accomplishing that. So
you think he's got really, like, smoking internet speeds? Like,
I doubt
awesome
it.
Download times? No.
I doubt it.
He's the only guy in North Korea with the internet.
Right,
of course he has really good speeds.
Right. When the kids get home from school, his internet connectivity doesn't drop.
You remember the video from Vice that we talked about a few weeks ago? The more recent video from Vice, because Vice has done a few different documentaries about North Korea where they go into, they're taking on, whenever you go to North Korea, you're taking on this official
state tour. It's the one where the Harlem Globetrotters and Dennis Rodman go to North Korea.
For the first time. That's right. And apparently Dennis was back there recently, so who knows what's going to come out from that. But anyway, in part
besides
of that tour,
some weird drunken ramblings?
Yeah, that was really interesting. Anyway, as part of the tour that you're given this state-sanctioned tour, and they take you to places to kind of show off how great North Korea is. This particular tour, they did manage to go to some unusual places that aren't normally on the tour. And one of the places that they went to that I'd never seen footage of before was supposedly some sort of internet access location. I don't know if it was a classroom.
I think
or
it was a school because the thing that they visited just before going into what looked like a computer lab was a classroom of people learning English.
Yes. So they went into this computer lab with their camera crew, and to me this was one of the more striking moments in sad and funny moments in the movie. They have this camera crew in there, and it's a classroom full, you know, there's computer screens and people sitting at the computer screens.
They've got bodies.
But they weren't doing anything. They were getting video footage of these people just sitting there at like a Google search prompt.
Moving the mouse around.
Yeah, some of them were moving the mouse.
And that was it.
It's like you put a caveman on a computer, right?
It was so weird to watch it. And you, I mean, that's, it's pretty clear these people don't know what the hell they're doing. They've right. probably never and seen that before.
Petrified, too, because, I mean, anybody's going to start pushing buttons.
Right. It said Google, it was in English, so it wasn't even in Korean. So they were actually on the American Google homepage.
Mm-hmm. You know, you would think that they would... I mean, there's...
They could have searched for the Dear Leader or something like that.
I'm not even sure they could do that, spell it out in English. I mean, I don't know what kind of keyboards they had or anything like that. But you'd think if you were told, sit in front of this computer and be convincing or you'll die, right? That you would start clicking. I mean, like the mouse, you'd figure out, there's a button here. I shall push the button. You know, at least you can right-click. This displays things. You know, that's good.
Type something, you know, like...
Typing.
QGH4$
Google
ampersand.
Google will return something on that search. I mean, that's what's awesome about Google.
So when you see these videos of North Korea, the kind of the documentaries, their documentarians are always on a very specified path. They're only allowed to go to certain places. And when they go to those places, it's a total setup. Whatever it is going on doesn't normally go on. And so it's interesting to see this hidden video that I'll link to on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter in moments. But it's interesting to see this hidden video of a real interaction, or what is purported to be a real interaction, between North Korean military members who are attempting to punish a woman for wearing pants. Because it's illegal for women to wear pants in North Korea. So here's a story from BusinessInsider.com. North Korea is undoubtedly one of the most closed-off countries on Earth. Few Western reporters are on the ground in the country, and its own media efforts are rarely taken as anything other than propaganda. Not only does this mean that poorly sourced stories about execution by dog make headlines around the world, but more importantly, it also means it's exceptionally difficult to analyze the changing state of domestic politics inside the country. If outsiders can't accurately get a feel for the situation on the ground, it can be difficult, if not impossible, to know how to work with or against the North Korean government. One man who's trying to gauge the situation in the country is Hiro Ishimaru, a Japanese journalist who works with the Asia Press to operate a network of secret cameramen and women inside North Korea. The leaked footage acquired by Ishimaru shows subtle changes in the country. For instance, in the footage, we'll play for you here in a moment, women who are accused of illegally running businesses or breaking the rule on females wearing pants angrily accost these soldiers who target them. We'll come back with more here in moments. What's going on really in North Korea? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. You may do so by dialing in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Mark, by the way, is going to be going to Miami very soon. I think it's about a week away now, Mark, that you're going to be taking off.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not too much longer.
Because the event is January 25th and the 26th, and it's a Bitcoin conference.
Yeah, I'm going to actually be emceeing the event, and I'm excited about that. So if you come on down to Miami, or if you're in Miami, come on out and see me. It's going to be a great event. You can go get your tickets at BTC. That's the abbreviation for Bitcoin, BTC. Miami.com. BTCMiami.com, and you can pay in Bitcoin. There's going to be hundreds of people there, booths and events and speeches, and great speakers like Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Veer, known as Bitcoin Jesus, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, promoting his new project. He's a big fan of Bitcoins. Jason King, who helps homeless people in Pensacola through Sean's Outpost. Charlie Lee, the guy who invented Litecoins. And it's going to be a lot of fun, so please come on out and see us. If you're a merchant and you're interested in taking Bitcoins, they have free merchant workshops, so you don't even have to buy tickets to go to these. They're sponsored by BitPay, so just come on down and learn how to accept Bitcoins in your business for free. Again, the website, btcmiami.com. The event is January the 25th and 26th.
We're talking about a video that has been leaked from North Korea. Apparently there's a Japanese journalist, Hiro Ishimaru, who has been working with undercover cameramen, secret cameramen and camerawomen inside North Korea to get a visual for what things are really like there. At least some of things are really like there, whatever these people happen to be experiencing. And some of the footage that has already come out here in this news story from BusinessInsider.com it's shocking because it really flies in the face of the common misunderstanding, perhaps, about North Korean people. Are they as docile and obedient as you would be, that you might believe based on the news stories that you hear about North Korea or whatever documentaries you might have seen, where, of course, the documentary filmmakers are taken on a very explicitly state-sanctioned tour. You are held in a hotel. You're not allowed to leave unless you have a state guard. guard who accompanies you on whatever the state-sanctioned tour is for the day. And there's just some really creepy things that go on there. But what really happens? Well, in one case, they've got footage here. Now, obviously, the audio is going to be in Korean, but I will give you a rundown of what it is that's happening in the video here. Soldiers target women in this video. They're accused of breaking the rule on women wearing pants, as well as running a business illegally. In this case, it's basically a jitney cab. Okay. In North Korea. So let me go ahead and play some of this here. It's remarkable footage, says Business Insider. And don't forget, as you're listening to this, that North Korea is a country known for its horrific political prison system. Both of the women in the video and the person filming it could be jailed for violently defying authority. These people don't just say no, as you'll find out here in this video. Ishimaru's footage forms a core part of an hour-long frontline documentary titled Secret State of North Korea that was due to air on PBS apparently earlier this week. So that's definitely a must-see for me. I find North Korea to be an absolutely fascinating place. The show's director, James Jones, has told Foreign Policy magazine that one of the most startling moments when a once fervent North Korean state supporter called Kim Jong-un a pumpkinhead didn't even make the cut of the film. For Jones, these are just some of the many examples that seem to show that North Korea is changing. So I'm going to just go ahead and play this video and give you a run.
He does kind of have a head like a pumpkin.
He's a pudgy little guy. I'll give you a rundown of what's happening.
An army officer tries to stop her from picking up passengers.
So, first she demands to see his stars. She says, if you're an officer, let me see your stars. And so she's got some sort of rule that they're supposed to be following.
Like the badge, apparently.
Right, that she's calling him out on. And this is the lady operating essentially a get-to-work kind of cab service. I mean, normally you think about North Korea, you're told that the only people that are able to drive are the military in North Korea. So maybe this lady isn't allowed to drive. They're saying that this is apparently illegal what she's doing. She's got a truck full of people with people sitting on the back of the truck, and they're trying to go somewhere, but these military members are trying to stop them. She pushes this man. She pushes him more than once, yelling at him, "Let me see your stars." She shoves a military officer. That alone.
I haven't seen the stars yet. The guy could be just some kind of fraud. I think she's right. She should kick him in the crotch. I mean, this guy could be. Who knows what kind of game he's playing?
I mean, he's got another show. Hey, you bastard, you're an a-hole, is what she says to him as she pushes him away again.
Now, are there subtitles here, or you really know this much Korean?
No, I don't know much Korean at all. No, there's subtitles.
He does love his K-pop.
But it's just absolutely stunning. Can you imagine an American acting in this way? Okay, sure. There's, like, the thug guy who might fight back against the cop. Sure, there's plenty of that out there. Some drunk thug at a bar is going to fight back against a cop. This lady is a businesswoman who is dressed nicely, and she's doing a business. Can you just imagine something like this happening in the U.S.? Now, look, I don't advocate violence. I don't think violence is going to solve a problem. But this is stunning behavior for the average person versus somebody who represents so-called authority. Continuing here. She just storms off, gets in her truck, leaving this person behind.
People's willingness to confront or ignore authority has become more and more common. People around the world have this image of North Koreans as being brainwashed, but that's very mistaken.
Now we cut to a new scene.
Often now when North Koreans are challenged for infringing a certain law, as long as the offense is not political, they don't hesitate to protest if they believe the law to be irrational. Until recently, it was illegal for women to wear pants. Soldiers are arguing with this woman about breaking the dress code.
Now, in this scene, it's a completely different scene. You've got three or four middle-aged women that are here on the streets. This is all out in the streets in North Korea, so anybody who's walking by can see this happen. And the these ladies are here, and they're talking back to these men in uniform. And there's more than one of these men in uniform.
They've had all they can stand, and they can't stand no more.
The man slaps. I mean, you're kind of taking this lightly. This seems pretty serious to me.
It does.
And the man slaps this woman's hand away, and she stands right up to him. Don't hit me, she says. Why are you hitting me? And he says something
you know
very
what?
Nasty.
The funny thing about this is most repressive regime on earth. And if you did this to a police, if a police officer shoved you here in the United States, and you went back and shoved him, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
They don't take these ladies to jail.
Nope.
So you've got to ask yourself, where is the most repressive regime on the planet? I don't know the answer.
I have to disagree slightly, Mark.
Okay.
If you push a police officer here in the U.S., you're not going to jail. You're going to the hospital after they stomp a mud hole in you and then kick it dry.
That's... could very well be the case.
He calls her a bitch, and she says back to him, "Watch your mouth. Don't call me a bitch."
The soldiers put an armband on her to mark her offense.
I mean, she points out that other people are wearing pants in the video.
But before long, she rips it off, and a senior officer steps in.
Okay.
He's going to get shoved, too.
Armbands. I mean, this sounds like Nazi Germany putting on or the Scarlet Letter or something like that.
Yeah, more like
they
that.
They put an armband on her. I mean, in Nazi Germany, they had the stars.
The stars, yeah. Okay.
The stars. So they put this armband on her to identify her as an offender. She keeps talking back, and at some point, and the men are still there, she tears the armband off in front of them. I mean, the level of defiance that goes on in this video is absolutely stunning and impressive. And inspiring as well. We continue here. There's only a few moments left. He hits her. Says, "You're not going to be quiet. You're saying you don't deserve this. Watch your mouth. Please stop it," he says. And she says, "Why aren't you telling off those people wearing pants?" He grabs her, shoves her. He says, "I'm so annoyed," and that's the end of that segment of the video. Now, this is an excerpt.
What I see here is that the population of this country is far more cowed than those people.
You mean
are.
The United States?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we look down the Koreans as though they're just taking this repressive regime. From what I see in this video, people in this country accept a heck of a lot more from law enforcement and the military than they do in
they
that
sure
country.
They sure do. I thought this was stunning stuff here. So I'll link this over on our Facebook and Google Plus here and Twitter in a moment. You can see it for yourself. It's absolutely amazing, and I really want to see the full hour-long presentation, which presumably has even more undercover footage.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Pick it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.